Wednesday morning, and it's time to have a chat to a man who has probably ridden at more racetracks than Cozzy has had hot dinners. His name's Blake McDougall, and he'll probably be on his way out to sail this afternoon. Good morning to you, Blake. Thanks for your time on Big V Racing.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me on.
Now, Blake, you're on bioluminescence in the third. You know a bit about this. You've ridden it a couple of times and gone close to getting the chockies, but back in distance today, is that going to be a worry or not?
No, it shouldn't be a worry. She's a few weeks between runs now. She's been nominated and accepted all over the place. She's trying to look for a decent track, which we haven't been able to find. So she's going into today with fresh legs. She's been a model of consistency, and hopefully she can break through today.
She's been placed on the heavy, but is she comfortable on it?
That's the thing, yeah. She gets through it, but she's probably not at her best on it. So we're just... Simon and the team have done a good job just trying to find a nice track to run her on, and just don't want any excuses because she's been knocking on the door, but she hasn't been able to get the job done. So we're just looking for a nice track.
And Good Life Diva goes around in race number four, Blake. Second at its last start, Mickey D was in the saddle that day at Maui. What are you expecting from Good Life Diva here for the Caustons?
Yeah, hopefully back out onto a bigger track today. Obviously, Maui's quite a tight turn in unique surface. So, go to sales, a lovely big track, lovely big run in, and back on top of the ground as well. So, hoping for a nice running
transit. Blake, Dangers has been running on of late, up to the 1700 today. That's got to be a help, you'd imagine.
Yeah, he's a few runs prior to when I rode him, he was stiff not to win and racing in really good form. And I rode him the other day, and he's probably one of his worst runs he's had to date. So hopefully it wasn't just me. but he gets out onto, like I said, touched on before, a nice big track today. He's out a little bit further. Nice big strong horse, so hopefully there's good tempo for him to be able to settle midfield and be pitching off strong.
Race number seven today, all eyes probably will be on Invincible Caviar, the daughter of Black Caviar, who no surprises has come up the short price favourite. But you're riding Queen of the Green for Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr., who was so impressive on debut at Geelong. Blake, you're in the saddle that day, and it just seemed to relish the heavy conditions. So would you be expecting Queen of the Green to be in the finish again today?
It's going to be interesting. It's obviously a small field. It's going to be quite tactical. And it's probably, obviously, we're coming out of maiden grade into a benchmark 70. Some horses that have won three or four races. So, look, how good my mare is, we'll find out a bit more today. But she gave me a really good feel in Geelong. She won good quite convincingly, and I don't think we have to be as far back today. It's small field and drawing a nice gate. So it'll be interesting. Hopefully we'll find out the finish with.
Blake, in the eighth year on Carlisle, this just about brings home a check every start. It's so honest, it just weighs in. It's first up today after a little bit of a let-up. And you won on this at Sandown over a mile back earlier in the year.
Yeah, I've done a few of his trials leading into his preparation as well. And I've tried his first up, but he gets back on top of the ground today, and I thought his run had a lot of merit in it last start. He sort of raced with his restricted room down the straight, so looking to get back on him today.
Now, Blake, you got a couple of crackers on Saturday, mate. Regal Lion and In the Boat. Now, I can tell you, Regal Lion, well, you'd know better than me, you've done the form on him, but he hasn't really handled the heavy. I think that's why they brought him to Sandown the other day where you won him. But a part owner of him said to me, before they brought him down, he'd worked well, or as well as Zaki.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, his win was quite convincing. Like you said, he'd been struggling on them heavy tracks in Sydney, and hopefully the race stays away. It's not too heavy down here. I think hopefully we're just racing between a good four and a sort of soft five range.
The Scalacci's always a good race, Blake, and you've got a terrific horse to ride there on Saturday and In the Boat. You must be excited about its chances there in the Scalacci.
Yeah, looking forward to hopping back on him. He was good first up. He was a touch underdone. So I went down to trial him last week at Coleraine, and he tried quite well. He's a horse that needs to be fully wound up to be at his best with his solo racing. And I think Lindsay and his team have got him near enough at that, as fit as he needs to be. So we're looking for a pretty bold showing from him Saturday.
Now, Regal Lion the other day, what sort of a feel did he give you? He looked very, very impressive.
He felt as impressive as he looked. Mm. He travelled really well throughout the race, and he quickened really nice. Yes, he showed a turn of foot, which was strange for a stayer, for a horse to get sort of a tribute like he can. So I'm really looking forward to partnering with him again. And, just hopefully we don't get too much rain during the week.
Well, he ran third in the New Zealand Derby. He ran second in the Tullock in Sydney. The horse is his Group 1 company. Gee, who knows where he could take you if he comes out and wins on Saturday, Blake?
Yeah, look, obviously, as long as I'm maintaining the right, that's the start. But, yeah, like, I think when you do go back for his form, he's quite an exciting galloper. And I think the key to him is just keeping him on firm decks. And I'm sure if he produces a run, half as good as he did today, he'd definitely be in the finish.
Hey, it's a fair way from the day you walked into John Thompson's looking for a job.
Yeah.
Do you keep in touch with the old boss, John Thompson, in Sydney?
Yeah, often. You know, we congratulate ourselves on when we have a successful day at the races and still stay in touch and see how we're going. So John was very good to me at that stage. I really enjoyed my time there, and it was nice to actually partner back up with him over the last few months and ride a win for him in town at Caulfield and just reward him in that way.
You moved to Melbourne during COVID, Blake, after spending some time on the board. Are you enjoying your stint here in Melbourne? Are you planning on staying here for a long time? Or how are you finding it in Melbourne at the moment?
Yeah, it's been good. The move down was good. I feel like we've settled in now. My partner and I've got two young girls, and we're really enjoying it. So on both sides, racing and outside of racing. So I think for now, Melbourne is home, and just keep working hard and see what happens.
Oh, you've teamed up with a few good camps too, P. Moody.
Yeah, Moody has been great. He was happy to take down his ring when I moved down, and he's been nothing but supportive and good on and off the track. So he's everyone knows what he is and what he can do for people. So I'm just happy to be a part of the team.
Did you ride much for his mate Brett Kavanagh up around the border?
I didn't. Brett was a bit before my time. He'd already moved to Scone by the time I moved down there. Right. Unfortunately, I missed that wave, but I have had a handful of rides spread over the years without much success, but
they're cast from the same mould.
Yeah, they're quite similar folks. I think they're pretty good mates too. So.
Yeah. Too right. Well, Blake, good luck today. Now, before you go, which is the best of yours today? Because you know you're talking to desperates.
And there's a few at the back.
I'd like to think that Firelit would definitely break through today. But I really like the chances of this mare in race 7, the Queen of the Green. I think it's going to, for a small field, I think it'll be an exciting race. And hopefully it's a 3 or 4 way finish and I'm on the other side of it.
So you're going to beat Black Caviar's daughter. You're going to be the bloke who shoots Bambi today, aren't you? And spoils the party.
Yeah, that's it.
The party pooper himself. Good on you, Blake. Good luck today, mate. And good luck Saturday, too, with those within the boat. Well, all your rides Saturday, but then Regal Lion. Gee, they're two nice horses to be on.
Thanks very much.